These two poems are from a longer series entitled Travel. The first poem, Households, begins with an epitaph from H.D., Helen in Egypt, in which Helen says to Theseus, "There was always another, and another, and another. Already I have left the details of certain lives, luminous objects that faded with touch in rooms where I had surfaced to explore. Arranged by habit, most carved figures marked apexes, points reached but not surpassed, and affixed gaping, cliff-like boundaries. Though details protruded into the sense of their spaces as objects in any room, becoming known figures to be dusted, replaced. Now that I know all turns, known figures in the recesses of space, a reaching brushes many such objects, knowing not what they are. In rooms of night, it was best to untangle from the roll in a house, breaking apart the wolf's face mold that had been cast and set onto my features. I shook claws from my hands like dust and left the doeskin pages of rules. From lives, loves. Somewhere in darkness, in an apartment beside the family I had worked for, or the room where I had gone to study, I might sense the crowded tympanum, now like an orchestra ready to take its seats. Horribly weightless and spinning in time, the offers of certain men and of language. The river. I was not sure what it was I should remember. Afternoons along the river, no half-naked children swinging out over the current, but an occasional fisherman's son wading out in waist-high boots. And yet, returning to the edge of my bedroom, my heart strained audibly, and I tasted rank dust. I have failed something, am failing now, and it is not odd to resurrect it in the quiet. What rises from the water and follows me home is a dead man, composed of debris and oak brush. His steps are in my blood, his steps, and the splash of adolescent bodies, startling again, though nothing is here.